The Silent Bullet by Arthur B. Reeve. Craig Kennedy's Theories.
It has always seemed strange to me that no one has ever endowed a professorship in criminal science in any of our large universities.
Craig Kennedy laid down his evening paper and filled his pipe with my tobacco. In college we had roomed together, had shared everything, even poverty, and now that Craig was a professor of chemistry and I was on the staff of the Star, we continued the arrangement. Prosperity found us in a rather neat bachelor apartment on the Heights, not far from the university.
"Why should there be a chair in criminal science?" I remarked argumentatively, settling back in my chair.
"I've done my turn at police headquarters reporting, and I can tell you, Craig, it's no place for a college professor. Crime is just crime, and as for dealing with it, the good detective is born and bred to it. College professors for the sociology of the thing? Yes. For the detection of it? Give me a Burns."
"On the contrary," replied Kennedy, his clean-cut features betraying an earnestness which I knew indicated that he was leading up to something important. "There's a distinct place for science in the detection of crime. On the continent they are far in advance of us in that respect. We are mere children beside a dozen crime specialists in Paris, whom I could name."
"Yes, but where does the college professor come in?" I asked rather doubtfully.
"You must remember, Walter," he pursued, warming up to his subject, "that it is only within the last 10 years or so that we've had a really practical college professor who could do it. The silk stocking variety is out of date now. Today it is the college professor who is the third arbitrator in labor disputes, who reforms our currency, who heads our tariff commissions, and conserves our farms and forests. We have professors of everything. Why not professors of crime?"
Still, as I shook my head dubiously, he hurried on to clinch his point.
"Colleges have gone a long way from the old ideal of pure culture. They have got down to solving the hard facts of life, pretty nearly all except one. They still treat crime in the old way, study its statistics and pore over its causes and the theories of how it can be prevented. But as for running the criminal himself down, scientifically, relentlessly, bah! We haven't made an inch of progress since the hammer and tongs method of your Burns."
"Doubtless you'll write a thesis on this most interesting subject," I suggested, "and let it go at that."
"No, I am serious," he replied,
determined for some reason or other to make a convert of me.
"I mean exactly what I say. I am going to apply science to the detection of crime, the same sort of methods by which you trace out the presence of a chemical or run an unknown germ to earth. And before I have gone far, I am going to enlist Walter Jameson as an aide. I think I shall need you in my business."
"How do I come in?"
"Well, for one thing, you will get a scoop, a beat, whatever you call it in that newspaper jargon of yours."
I smiled in a skeptical way, such as a newspaper man are wont to affect toward a thing until it's done, after which we make a wild scramble to exploit it. Nothing more on the subject passed between us for several days. End of Craig Kennedy's Theories.
The Silent Bullet.
"Detectives in fiction nearly always make a great mistake," said Kennedy one evening after our first conversation on crime and science. "They almost invariably antagonize the regular detective force. Now in real life that's impossible. It's fatal."
"Yes," I agreed, looking up from reading an account of the failure of a large Wall Street brokerage house, Kerr Parker and Company, and the peculiar suicide of Kerr Parker. "Yes, it's impossible, just as it's impossible for the regular detectives to antagonize the newspapers. Scotland Yard found that out in the Crippen case."
"My idea of the thing, Jameson," continued Kennedy, "is that the professor of criminal science ought to work with, not against, the regular detectives. They're all right. They're indispensable, of course. Half the secret of success nowadays is in organization. The professor of criminal science should be merely what the professor in a technical school often is, sort of a consulting engineer. For instance, I believe that organization plus science would go far towards cleaning up that Wall Street case I see you are reading."
I expressed some doubt as to whether the regular police were enlightened enough to take that view of it.
"Some of them are," he replied. "Yesterday the chief of police in a western city sent a man east to see me about the Price murder. Do you know the case?"
"Indeed, I did. A wealthy banker of the town had been murdered on the road to the..."